Masechet Avos, Parag Aleph, Mishnah Tezayin. Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer. Rabbi Gamliel was a grandson of Hillel. He was a Nafi of Klai Yisrael. Now the Mishnah is no longer bringing down Zugos, pairs of Chachamim. Now the Mishnah brings down single Chachamim. And the Mishnah no longer said that this Tana was Makabel the Torah from the Tanaim that preceded him. The reason for that is that after the times of Hillel and Shammai, Rabu Machloksim B'Yisrael V'Nasa HaTorah Kishtei Torahs. There were many machloksim in halacha between the chachamim. And the Torah seemed that if it was two Torahs, since there were so many arguments in halacha, as we find many machloksim between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel. So therefore, since the halachas were not as clearly demarked because of the machloksim, it was no longer possible to say that the Tana was makabel the Torah from the previous Tana, since there were machloksim in halacha. Now the Mishnah tells us Rabbi Gamliel used to say, "Asei lecha rab." A person should make for himself a rab, meaning to say, a chacham who is posek halacha. He should not rely on his own das alone. He should consult with others, even if he is a bigger chacham than the others that he consults with. Even so, he should not rely on his own. It's better to consult with others before you paskin the halacha. The histalek min asafik, and the chacham when he paskin should avoid a safik. If a shaila comes before him in which he is not sure how to paskin, he should avoid paskining at all. He should let other chachamim paskin. And even if he wants to be machmer to take the stricter position, since he is in doubt, that's not the right way to go. As when you are machmer, you could cause a hefted mamon, you can cause a loss of money to the person who is asking the shayla. Val tarbe la'aser umdus. And a person should not make a habit of taking miser, but omed by estimation. As when a person takes miser from his produce, he has to take off exactly 10%, not more and not less. So therefore, he should not take by estimation. He should make sure he takes exactly 10% off. Now, some of the Mephoshim say over here that this is really just a muscle. It's not talking about miser itself. The reason being that the Mishnah tells us you shouldn't make a habit of taking miser by estimation. And the truth is you should never take miser by estimation, since miser has to be exactly 10%. Instead, what the Mishnah is really telling us is that when a chacham paskins a halacha, he should not rely on just a svara. He thinks that it should be this way without being totally sure. Instead, he should continue to be ma'ayin, to look into the halacha until it is clear to him that the halacha should be in this way. He should not rely on just his own svara. Shimon beno Omer. Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, says, this is referring to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who is one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. Kol yomai gadalti bein hachachamim, all my days I was raised among the Chachamim, and I did not find any midah that was better for the guf than silence. As when somebody insults you, you should not respond in kind. Instead, you should be silent. As if you respond, you can get angry. And Chazal tells us that anger can bring yisurim, afflictions, onto your guf. It can make you sick. So therefore, by being silent and not getting angry, this is good for the guf. The medrash is not the main thing. The darshing of the Torah is not the ikar. Instead, the maisa, the deed, keeping the Torah, that's the main thing. The reason for the drash is that it should bring lidei maisa to keep the Torah. So therefore, somebody who darshan should be na doresh v'na makayim. He should darshan nicely, but he also should be makayim the Torah nicely. If somebody is na doresh, but not na makayim, it's better that he should not darshan at all. Instead, he should be silent. As the whole reason for the drash is that it should come lidei maisa. As Chazal tell us that talmud gadol shem maybe lidei maisa, learning Torah is a great thing, as it could bring you to maisa, to good deeds. V'chol hamar bedvarim maybe chet. Anybody who talks a lot, that would bring chet, as the pasuk says in Mishle, v'rov dvarim lo yachdal pesha. By talking a lot, that could bring pesha, to doing averos, to saying diburim isurim, such as lashon hara and rechilis and other dvarim that are usur, as the Gemara tells us, kulan ba'avak lashon hara. It's impossible to escape from being caught in the trap of avak lashon hara. So therefore, the more you talk, the more averos you would do. It's better to minimize the amount that you talk. So therefore, the more you talk, the more averis you would do. It's better to minimize the amount that you talk.